So today we are reading a story called...
Jimmy, Jimmy, hi!
Well, kind of, only you missed one.
Tippy, tippy, hide!
How many of them are there?
Tippy, 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 hide.
Tippy, 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 hide. That's right, there's tippy, three tippy, tippies hide. Before you get to the hide part.
Tippy, tippy!
The story was written by Candace Fleming.
Tippy, 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 hide!
And G. Brian Karras.
Tippy, 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 hide.
I don't know why we have tippy, tippy in our words, but we do. So shall we figure out what's going on? When we look at the picture, we can see there are three things. What are they?
Bunnies.
Bunnies. So we figured just in time for Easter, we should do some bunny stories. Right? One, two, three of them. Tippy, 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 hide. All right, and today's story is read by Mommy and...
Tootoon.
Tootoon? All right, Mommy and Tootoon. Here we go. Winter was coming, and Mr. McGreeley was getting ready. Down went his hammock. Up went his storm windows. Out went his snow shovel. In went his garden hose. Oh, that's very smart. So when it storms, right, you want to protect your windows, so you'd put some extra layers over them. And you'd want to make sure you have a snow shovel for when all the snow shows up. But you wouldn't need a garden hose because you're not going to be using water on anything, right? Okay. Then Mr. McGreeley flopped into his easy chair, flipped up his footrest, and opened his book. He sighed.
Time to snuggle in for winter.
But...
Tippy, 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 pat. Knock, knock.
Oh, no,
said Mr. McGreeley when he saw three little bunnies begging on his doorstep.
I shared my carrots with you, but I'm not sharing my house. Now, hop off, scram, shoo, bam.
He slammed the door. Oh, Mr. McGreeley, I do not know about that. That seems very unkind, considering how cold it is. That night, a chill wind blew. Ready? That's the wind. Yeah, okay. Then... Good job. And there was extra wind that time. Then,
tippy, 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 wiggle
through the mail slot.
Tippy, jiggle.
Three little bunnies, cozy inside. Now,
tippy, tippy, tippy,
hide. Oh, I see what's going on here. These bunnies, when they realized they were not welcome, they didn't go elsewhere. They decided to make a break for it. I do not believe that is kind either. We do not, what they're doing is called breaking and entering, and you can go to jail for it. The next morning, Mr. McGreeley reached for a banana, but all he found was tail fluff. What?
Some bunny's been in my fruit,
he cried, and he searched. So he searched high and low, but the bunnies were nowhere to be found.
Those pesky puff tails,
fumed Mr. McGreeley.
They got in one time, but they won't get in twice.
And, tap, tap, he nailed the mail slot shut. Well, now how is he going to get any mail? That's what I want to know. That night... An icy rain prickled down, and then...
Tippy, tippy, tippy,
jump down the chimney,
tippy, bump,
three little bunnies cozy inside. Now,
tippy, tippy, tippy,
hide. Oh, they made a break for it. What'd they do? How'd they get in this time?
The chimney.
Yeah, that means they had to climb up onto the roof. and then scurried down the chimney like Santa Claus. Oh my goodness. The next morning, Mr. McGreeley flopped into his easy chair, but instead of a fluffy pillow, all he found was a sooty paw print.
"Somebody's been in my chair,"
he hollered. So he searched here and there, high and low, but the bunnies were nowhere to be found.
"Those naughty wiggle noses,"
seethed Mr. McGreeley.
"They got in two times, but they won't get in three."
And
they're going to go into the...
How do you think they're going to get in?
The window.
Shove, stuff, huff. He plugged the chimney up. But, oh, you know what I've just realized? By plugging up the chimney, what is he going to do when he needs to turn on the fire? When he sets a fire in the fireplace, where's the smoke going to go if he's plugged up the chimney? I think this is a terrible decision. What is he going to do now? That night, a thick snow fell. And then, tippy, 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 dangle through the window. You called it. Tippy tangle. Three little bunnies cozy inside. Now, tippy, 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 hide.
Tippy, tippy, hide.
Oh, no, they did. They climbed through the window, and now they're hiding. The next morning, Mr. McGreeley pulled back his shower curtain. But instead of shampoo and a loofah, he found nose smudges.
"Somebody's been in my tub,"
he bellowed, and he searched above and below, here and there, high and low, but the bunnies were nowhere to be found.
"Those infuriating flop ears,"
flared Mr. McGreeley. Oh, he's really upset.
"They got in three times, but he won't get in fourth."
And hammer, bam, smack, slam, he boarded up all the windows. Oh, this is just getting ridiculous. How's he going to enjoy any sunshine? That night, the wind howled, and the temperature dropped down, down, down. Then,
tippy, 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 heep,
turn the doorknob, tippy, creep, three little bunnies, cozy inside. Now,
tippy, 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 tippy,
hide! Oh, my goodness. Oh, friends. The next morning, Mr. McGreeley opened his eyes. But instead of his teddy bear next to him, all he found was bunny drops. That is poop. That's right, bunny poop. There was bunny poop on his pillow. I probably would have lost it.
"Somebody's been in my bed,"
he yelled, and I don't blame him. I would too. So he searched over and under, above and below, here and there, high and low, but the bunnies were nowhere to be found.
"Blast those wily twitch whiskers,"
raged Mr. McGreeley.
"I'll show them. They got in four times, but they absolutely positively won't get in five."
And mix, slap, smear, stack. He bricked in both his doors.
"Only Super Bunny could get through that,"
declared Mr. McGreeley. Oh, my goodness. Okay, but Mr. McGreeley, sir, how are you going to get out of your house? He put bricks all over his back door and his front door. What's he going to do now? I don't know. I'm very concerned for his well-being. Then, tired but triumphant, he flopped into his easy chair, flipped up his footrest, and opened his book.
"Yeah,"
he sighed.
"No more bunnies."
And he snuggled in to wait winter out. Do you know winter can be several months long? Dear me, what is he going to do? At last, one morning, Mr. McGreeley sniffed the air and declared,
"Spring has sprung."
So he closed his book, climbed out of his easy chair, and peeked between the cracks of his boarded up windows. leaves, tender young shoots, fresh green sprouts. Oh, it does look beautiful. In the picture, we can see between the cracks of his windows, and it does look like a beautiful green garden. Perfect time for spring.
Oh, and bunnies. Mr. McGreeley pushed and rammed and pounded and bammed and pulled and kicked and shook and slammed, but he couldn't get out of his house. Oh, dear.
Tippy, tippy, tippy.
Smash!
Munch, munch, munch,
said the little bunnies, because they're eating his flowers in his beautiful yard.
Well, sir, I'm afraid what's happened is that you've been trying so hard to keep everybody out that you've also kept yourself in. And I don't think that's good either, is it? And now the bunnies have all the yard to play in all by themselves and no one to stop them. Well, I guess that's what you get.
I suppose it's best to try to find a way to get along with everybody. Wouldn't you agree?
Especially those bunnies. Especially in springtime.
What are the bunnies' names?
What do you think they are?
Tippy, tippy, tippy.
That sounds good to me.
I think tippy, tippy, tippy.
Yeah, that seems right. I think each one of the bunnies' names should be Tippy.
What about Junior Tippy Munch?
I like that too.
And that, my friends.
Junior Tippy Munch.
Uh-huh. Each one of the bunnies should have a different name. There's three of them, so we could get creative, yeah. Yeah, it looks like they wrote another book, too.
What does this say?
Yeah, we'll have to go find it. It says that the author and illustrator of this book wrote another book called Muncha, Muncha, Muncha. Yeah. Well, anyways, that is, say it with me, the
end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.